We know that infections are known triggers or causes of thrombotic microangiopathies or TMAs, but the epidemiology of these infections is unclear. We thus decided to review the data for a cohort of 564 consecutive patients with TMA. We found that infection was present in 1/3 of patients with TMA, and among them, infections without shigatoxins were associated with 81% of cases, while Escherichia coli secreting shigatoxins were present in only 19%. The infections were caused by more than one pathogen in 25% of patients, and they could be isolated in a minority of patients or combined to other TMA causes. However, we did not find meaningful epidemiological differences in patients with isolated infections versus those with infections combined with other causes of TMA. We observed that the cause of infection was more frequently bacteria, mainly Enterobacteria and Staphylococcus aureus, than a virus, mainly Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus. Finally, these infections had a major influence on the prognosis of the patient with TMA. They constituted important significant risk factors for in-hospital death, cardiovascular events, and the need for acute dialysis. The need for dialysis was particularly greater when the infections were caused by bacteria, especially Enterobacteria Escherichia coli without shigatoxin, or if the infection was caused by more than one bacteria. Our data also indicates that the most common infections associated with TMA are usually organisms other than Escherichia coli secreting shigatoxins. In such cases, the most frequent causes of reinfection are Enterobacteria, Staphylococcus aureus, Epstein-Barr virus, and cytomegalovirus. We believe that these findings should change the traditional view and provide new important data on the implication and pathophysiological role of infections without shigatoxin in patients with TMA.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.